We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour three of the show, Kurt Heelan of Pro Basketball Talk coming on in just a second. Also, the NCAA has made some changes. A couple of football rules targeting overtime on that list. We will get into that. Pretty big news coming earlier tonight. Plus, Scott Woodward, he chatted on Sports Talk with Christian Garrick earlier, the new LSU athletic director. We will hear from Scott Woodward's bottom of the hour and Sports Libs, like usual. NBA playoffs today. Toronto closed out Orlando 115-96. They win that series 4-1. And the Sixers 122-100. They win that series 4-1 against Brooklyn. In progress right now, Denver all over the Spurs, 73-49. And Oklahoma City leads Portland in that fiery series, 37-29. Start of the second quarter out there in Portland. The Blazers are acquitting themselves much better in the playoffs this year than they did last year against those New Orleans Pelicans. Kurt Heelan of Pro Basketball Talk and NBCSports.com joins us now to talk a little NBA playoffs. Kurt, how you doing? And a couple of more series wrapped up tonight.
Yeah, I did. Well, I think we in the East, we kind of knew how this was going to shake out. Like, Brooklyn certainly put up a fight, and there was some drama, but there was, especially after Victor Oladipo got hurt for the Pacers, there was a real distinct line between the top four and the bottom four in the East. So now we get on to the fun part of the Eastern Conference where it's just rock, paper, scissors, and nobody's sure who's coming out of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk Bucks and Celtics, which I think it's just going to be absolutely fascinating. And the Bucks just obliterated the Pistons. I think second biggest margin of victory over four games in NBA history in a sweep. And they certainly seem like they're a worthy number one seed, even though some people were questioning that.
I think that was good for their confidence, because I think that was legitimately fair to ask, you know, hey, how good their confidence was going to be. Did they have the energy? I mean, this is a team that has been to the playoffs before. They do have some background, but were they ready for this? A Detroit team that, you know, didn't have Blake Griffin for the two, and then had a one-legged Blake Griffin basically for the last two games. Like, that just gave them confidence. Now they're rolling. They're going to take that into a Boston team, though, that really matches up well with them, that gives them a lot of problems. And it really kind of stems basically from Milwaukee defensively wants to keep Antetokounmpo and, in particular, Brook Lopez back in the paint, clog it up, dare you to shoot, you know, use their length to close out and create steals, but take away easy buckets inside. Well, if Al Horford's out there picking, popping from three, then you better come out and cover him. And it creates a lot of matchup problems for them. It's going to be a really fascinating chess match.
Enough matchup problems in your mind where Boston is the favorites, even though they're the lower seed in that series?
I think it's a seven-game series. I think it's a toss-up, but I picked Boston for that reason. I just think they're experienced. They've got enough playmakers. Kyrie Irving, I don't know if you know this, he's shown up in the finals before and made some plays. So I just,
right.
You know, viewers may remember those moments. So I just got a feeling that push comes to shove, I trust them to make the plays. This was a series I really believe could go either way. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch.
Well, so the Sixers and Raptors have closed out their series. They will meet in the Eastern Conference semifinals. And like you said, Kurt, that's another fascinating series we're going to get to watch play out.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Does Philadelphia have the depth? Because that's one of the strengths for Toronto. I mean, yeah, they've got Kawhi Leonard now, and they're, you know, Pascal Siakam has obviously made this huge leap this year, and they've got all this versatility they can throw at you. But at the end of the day, I think what's fascinating for them is just they bring some experience. They know who they are. Like Toronto has an identity, and they've spent a lot of this season, even with all the changes, trying different lineups all season long. Just they were really prepping for the playoffs all season long. They treated this season differently than previous ones. Philly, you know, I mean, thrown together team, lots of talent, but can that mesh fast enough? And by the way, is Joel Embiid really 100%? Because if he's not, like, they're just not the same team. When he's not as explosive, if he's not out there, he could miss a game against Brooklyn and they could survive. Not next round. not against Toronto. I think that they've got to have all hands on deck, and I'm still not convinced that's going
to
be enough.
Yeah, good point. Talking to Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBCSports.com. Talking NBA playoffs. Let's go out to the West and the series that are ongoing, games ongoing tonight. Are you surprised at how well Portland has acquitted themselves so far against Oklahoma City, although they're losing by 9 right now to the Thunder at home?
Yeah, we'll see if that changes in this game. Portland tends to have runs in them for these kind of things. A little bit, I thought when they lost Nurkic to that, you know, rather gruesome leg injury, not rather gruesome, painfully gruesome leg injury, he'd been such a great player for them this year. And if you hadn't watched a lot of Portland, it's easy to say their third best player, but frankly, probably their second best player for long stretches of this season. He was their outlet when you trapped Lillard, and he became a better playmaker. He was scoring inside. He was doing a great job defensively in the paint. Like, everything was going right for him. And when they lost him, I just didn't think you were going to get good play out of Enes Kanter, who's been really fantastic this series and actually weirdly played good defense for stretches. They've just been better than I thought without Nurkic. And on the flip side, Oklahoma City, turns out you need shooters. Turns out you got to put the ball in the hole, man. It turns out at the end of the day, like, part of the game. And Russell Westbrook hasn't been efficient all year, and if they're not getting it from Paul George and some of the role players, they really struggle.
Can you explain this Dame Lillard and Westbrook feud? That's one that I didn't see coming. I don't think it's at the top of the list of great NBA feuds, but we've seen that, I don't know, unfold and evolve in front of our eyes in this series. It's been something to watch.
Two competitive guys were just matched up on each other. They were guarding each other at either end, and frankly, neither one can stop the other one because they're both such great offensive players. Although, again, they've got a really good system with Westbrook, I haven't looked at the numbers on tonight specifically off the top of my head. I don't know what he's shooting, but like, that's been the fascinating part. They've laid back off him and dared him to shoot, and it's, you know, when he's attacking and getting to the rim and creating, he's dangerous. He's not shot well from the outside, period, this season. So, but it's been, I mean, they've been in their face, two really competitive guys. And frankly, those two have made this the most fun. I don't know that it's the best played. I think Denver, you know, there's a lot more drama in what's going on with Denver and San Antonio, which is, you know, in a tied game 5 tonight, although Denver's kind of running away with it. And I think they figured it out. But this has just been such an entertaining series because those two guys make it entertaining.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Let's talk about that Nuggets-Spurs series. And Kurt, and no matter who I talked to before this series began, they all told me Denver's a mirage. San Antonio, if they don't win this series, they're going to push them to 6 or 7 games. And lo and behold, it looks like that's actually going to happen. Why do the Spurs match up so well? Or maybe why was Denver built for regular season success but not for postseason success?
They rely a lot on team play, right? They rely a lot on, I mean, Jokic can get you some buckets, but they really need Jamal Murray and other guys to step up. They need, they rely a lot on cutters and stuff that's just hard to cover during the season. But once you really zone in at a defense for the playoffs, it's a little different. You're much more prepared for, well, this guy's going to make this pass and make this cut. And you're so much better prepped for what they're going to do that they take some of that away, and it becomes a little more one-on-one. It becomes about your ability to create. It took them a while to find some matchups that work, and frankly, just starting Torrey Craig has been huge for them. Will Barton was really struggling, and he's done better off the bench. And it's just they seem to have figured it out, but I think the other part of that was this was Denver's first time in the playoffs, and this was, to put it politely, not the first time for the Spurs. It was 22nd straight year or whatever.
Crazy.
And
yeah,
even though some of those players were new, it's like culturally they understand what it takes. And you know, the Spurs coach is pretty good. He's going to be okay.
So, yeah, Pop's okay, Kurt. Yeah, he's okay. I've heard of this guy before.
So between all of that, they just, I think they had an edge in how to handle things. But I think Denver started to figure it out. And by the way, if it is Denver-Portland next round, another really evenly matched series. It's probably going to be the one that ends up getting the least public exposure because it's just, I mean, yeah, it's got Lillard, but it's just not the same draw as some of the other ones. But that's a another really interestingly matched up series where I think those teams are fairly even.
Yeah, that would mean either Portland or Denver in the Western Conference Finals, which would be a little odd to think about. Talking to Kurt Heelan, Pro Basketball Talk, NBC Sports. Any concern at all for the Warriors? We saw them melt down in that game two, a little closer than expected maybe in game four, but I kind of feel like we've seen this before in the first couple of rounds from Golden State. It seemed like they're just toying with their teams. I know we saw that here in New Orleans. It's kind of toying, it seemed like, with the Pelicans in the semifinals last year.
Yeah, they do tend to do that, but they better not against Houston. Houston and the Warriors probably close this thing out tomorrow night. As feisty as the Clippers are, they're overwhelmed talent-wise. And I thought Utah could give Houston a better battle than they did, but I just can't see them doing that. Having some of the success they've had now on the road, they had such a nice shooting night that I'm just not sure they're going to be able to replicate. That's the Western Conference Finals, to be honest with you. I mean, Houston's playing fantastic basketball right now. And if it's Houston-Golden State in the next round, I think that's another seven-game series. I think Houston, I think we get first impressions in our head, and they were so lost at the start of the season. And they without Trevor Ariza, they weren't the same. And, Chris Paul looked a step slower. He wasn't playing well. Clint Capella had signed a big contract and then enjoyed the summer and then had to play his way into shape a little. But they're there now. Like, they're there. They're defending. They're playing like themselves again. And they're the one team in the West that can match up and give Golden State some trouble. They've got some depth. So I still like Golden State in that series, but it's a lot closer than I would have thought it was a couple months ago. I thought it was a cakewalk for Golden State. I don't think that anymore. They're going to have to earn this one.
And it's the matchup, that series, that really the entire basketball world has been waiting for. Kurt, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. We'll probably do it again before these playoffs are over, so thanks so much.
I look forward to it, man. Take care.
All right, Kurt Heelan, NBCSports.com and Pro Basketball Talk lead writer and managing editor there. And again, right now, two games in progress. Denver all over the Spurs, 79-59, late part of the third quarter. Nuggets on their way, it looks like, to winning that game. And Portland closing the gap against the Thunder just a little bit. Mid-second quarter, the Thunder 48 and the Blazers 43. One more time earlier tonight, Toronto and the Sixers both closing out their series against the Magic and the Nets, respectively. They win those series 4-1. We'll take a break. When we come back, the NCAA made a couple of rule changes that you need to know about. One involving overtime, one involving the targeting rule. We'll tell you what that is. And did one NFL team, one team that everybody expects to be a contender again this year, show some serious panic in a trade they made? We'll get into that when the last lap continues here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.